This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Almost no matter the workplace, being in charge isn't easy. That is true for companies, and it's true for school districts. Superintendents have to run budgets and hire and fire staff and be the public face of the district. And we need more of them. At least 30% of the country's superintendents have quit in the past 3 years. That's according to an education executive search firm. And it's a staffing crisis that has far-reaching ramifications for district budgets, for district staff, and also for its students. So at least half the states are trying to create a pipeline of superintendent candidates. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports from Maryland's Eastern Shore.
At an inn near the Chesapeake Bay, a group of about 16 people from around Maryland are gathered in a small ballroom. It's the state's first ever aspiring superintendent academy. Many of the attendees are career educators, even assistant superintendents, but the lead role has new challenges, a panel of current superintendents is telling them, like working with school board members who may be upset about curriculum choices or individual teachers. Dave Bromwell, who leads the district in Dorchester County, says he tries to be a buffer between his staff and the board.
So what I've tried to do is say, look, I'm your employee. So if you're mad about something and you think someone's not doing their job, that's what I'm for. I got big shoulders. I can take it. Let me have it.
It's also important not to take all of that personally, says another superintendent, Patty Salins. She has a different warning. There will be lawsuits.
You're just going to be sued all the time. Yep. You have all litigation all the time. It happens.
The academy was planned by the state's member association for superintendents and is meeting about 10 times. The need for people who want to do this is urgent. Mary Pat Fannin, the association's executive director, points out that about a third of the state's 24 superintendent positions were up for grabs last year.
It would be lovely to not feel anxious when there's 9 openings, right? Like, I know there's a little cohort of superintendent wannabes out there.
The money for the training comes from the U.S. Department of Education, the State Superintendent Association, and the school districts themselves. And learning about money is key to the training. It's one thing to be a teacher. It's another to know how to budget for a school system. Again, Superintendent Dave Bromwell.
Are you providing staff with the tools they need to make our students successful? And then in doing that, what dollar signs attach to that?
There can't be enough financial education for superintendents who are wrangling budgets that are often in the tens of millions of dollars and can be over $1 billion in the biggest districts. Marguerite Rosa is with the Edgenomics Lab at Georgetown.
Managing these mega budgets in the private sector, you know, involves a whole career path. You can imagine becoming a superintendent and actually not having had ownership over public resources in any significant amount before.
The median salary for a superintendent is around $156,000, according to the National Membership Association. But people with these skills can make much more, say, running a big company. Ray & Associates is a national search firm that consults with school boards to find superintendents. The firm doesn't track how many people who take part in these trainings go on to actually fill the roles. But Molly Schwartzhoff, the search firm's vice president, says when a district can't find a superintendent, there's a snowball effect.
We're seeing combined school districts, which then raises class sizes. Teachers get overwhelmed. We're already seeing the burnout. It's a huge impact on our kids and on our education system if we don't have enough people to lead these districts.
Which is why Maryland is training people like Monique Jackson. She's a deputy superintendent in Anne Arundel County Public Schools and part of the aspiring superintendent cohort. She has a great aunt who ran an elementary school in what was then a segregated state and comes from a long line of other educators.
I hope if they were here today still, they would have that pride for the things that I've done.
But Jackson is still squaring the time required and the scrutiny that could come to both her and her family if she takes on the job. Her kids are now 11 and 13.
They don't know anything other than mommy being at central office. And so that's why this is not just a decision for me.
One thing Jackson likes about the training is getting to know other educators from around the state. Mary Pat Fannin of the Maryland Superintendent Association says the job can be lonely, and she wants these aspiring leaders to have colleagues they can turn to if they take the leap. In Queen Anne's County, Maryland, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.